This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, on the show known as Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you from a country where you could be openly gay, but you got to be a closet conservative. It's just gone too far. It's just ridiculous. 73% of Republican students withhold their views in class, fearing their grades will suffer. A new survey of 1,000 Republican and Republican-leaning college students has found that nearly three-quarters of them have withheld their political views in class for fear teachers would give them lousy grades. Does that surprise you? Even students who identify as Republican-leaning independents indicate they've kept quiet. 70% of them reported they've withheld their political views to protect their grades. Academia, of course, surveys prove, is dominated by commie professors, not liberal, commie professors, but all of them registered Democrats. The College Fix's new poll indicates that under this atmosphere, a large majority of right-of-center students are concerned that openly disagreeing with their educators will have negative repercussions, with only about 30% responding they do not withhold their views. In the comments section of the survey, where students have the option to weigh in on the topic after they've just answered, several offered various anecdotes, among them at CU Boulder, meaning Colorado University Boulder. You should be inclusive of everyone's views. Okay, maybe abortion is bad? Nope, not that one. Western Kentucky University. I wrote a 19-page research paper on a Christian pro-life movement. I was the only one in the class, and when presenting my paper, had a surprise visitor who was the teacher's very liberal friend argue with me about my views. Notre Dame. I got yelled at by a professor for my views on gun control. It wasn't an argument, just plain one-sided and insulting. Clemson. When writing papers for gen ed classes, absolutely. Know a guy who chose to write a pro-border wall essay for a super liberal professor, and the professor just wrote, "This whole paper is one big fallacy," and bombed him. Me, I wrote about the evils of horse racing. Perfectly safe topic. UCSD, meaning University of San Diego. Not for fear of a bad grade, but for fear of being a social outcast, I withhold my views. Penn State, well, I actually have some different thoughts about that. Shut up, you racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic piece of human garbage. University of Massachusetts Amherst. Weird how being forced to hide my libertarian views in class for years just sort of drove me underground. Now I'm a hyper-authoritarian. Funny how that works. NC State, why would I get myself killed to say I'm a libertarian in a philosophy class? Auburn, I've had grades affected when I didn't withhold my views. Louisville, I'm conservative. I'd be crucified. I've heard horror stories from friends and family to keep my mouth shut and avoid politics. Kansas State, professor the day after the presidential election kicked two students wearing MAGA hats out of the class. I was appalled. We're all people. If someone disagrees with you, you love them anyways. Missouri, I'm a conservative, but my essays are always liberal. Get it? Arizona State, in my sociology class, my professor asked us if we would give our child hormone blockers if they believed they were transgender. That was the day's lesson. One guy said he'd rather teach his daughter to love her body the way it is than change it. So she sat straight up, the professor, and said, "So you'd be a bad parent? What was your name again?" Then she went on to type something on her computer. Not a good day for him, I'm sure. Oklahoma State, super liberal government teacher who only showed Robert Reich documentaries. Wasn't going to speak my opinion around there. Alabama, took an honors English class freshman year, and I didn't know the topic of the class till it started. Feminism and sexuality and pop culture. If I'd shared any of my opinions with that psychotic, uber-liberal communist professor, she would have failed me. Asked to weigh in on survey results, American College senior Alex Schmemel told the College Fix he's not surprised. I deal with it every day. I see it every day. He's a political science major. And I saw it every single day at Columbia University. Every single freaking day, they're all communists running our college, brainwashing our children, abusing, persecuting, and intimidating young people. And then they brag. Then they brag, right? Oh, young people are liberal. That's why young people are liberal. Because A, they've been brainwashed, and B, they're totally afraid of being failed. Or if not failed, so you get a C, it still ruins your record. Still ruins your entire record. At Columbia University, it happened to me. Do you understand? I had Harvard-level grades. I mean, look, I was going to Columbia. It's a Harvard-level school. Top five in the world. And I had Harvard-level grades, straight A's for 4 years at Columbia, but one D. One D in Italian ruins my entire four-year chance of getting into Harvard Law School or Stanford Law School, the two places I wanted to go. And my backup was Princeton Law School. And my counselor said, sorry, you can't get into any of them because you had that one D in 4 years. Other than that, all A's. And why did I get a D? Because the professor was a liberal gay guy. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I'd never met a gay guy in my life, and I just probably sneered. And he got sick to his stomach, and he decided to D me. And that was it. It was a drive-by shooting. Ruined my entire 4 years. The reason I didn't apply to law school was that. Right there. My entire life was changed. Now, maybe in a good way, but nonetheless, my life changed. I'm glad I didn't become a lawyer. But at the time, all I could tell you is my entire life was changed. My entire future direction of my life changed because that gay liberal teacher gave me a D. And I never held it in my entire life against gay people. I've been pro-gay rights and pro-gay marriage all these years. Don't care. He's just one bad guy. But it was not that he was gay. It was that he was liberal. That's the reason he screwed me over. Because he knew I was a conservative. And that was the end of my career. Right there. All right. Things are so bad right now. You just have no idea how bad they really are. Boston Police Union calls on radical Democrat Ayanna Pressley to pull support for violent Antifa terrorists. We'll get to that a little later in the show. A sheriff keeps his campaign promise to protect illegal immigrants, and in order to keep them from being released to ICE, he releases violent offenders, including people charged with rape and child sex offenses. This is in North Carolina. We'll get to that later in the show. A Soros-funded St. Louis circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, refuses to charge the killer of a 7-year-old child despite the suspect's confession that he is, in fact, the murderer. San Francisco officials, we'll talk about that later in the show. San Francisco officials brand NRA a domestic terrorist organization. The National Rifle Association has now been branded. It's over, folks. It's official. We are at war. If you don't get it now, we're in a civil war. And it's going to get violent real fast. And their only way to stop us is to bankrupt us and take our guns away. Those are the two ways liberals are begging us to stop us. Begging us. I mean, are planning to stop us. Take our guns away and bankrupt us and take our money away. It's as simple as that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez helps raise money for jailed Antifa terrorists who threw urine bombs at police and attacked police. This is what's going on in America today. 41 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, and the Democratic mayor blames Republicans, while Joe Biden suggests banning magazines with multiple bullets in them. This is how dumb Democrats are. Multiple bullets. Every gun is multiple bullets. Every handgun is multiple bullets. You want us to have guns that shoot one bullet? What if you miss? It's unbelievable. It's just amazing. California Democrat laments the presence of God in congressional oaths. It's just preposterous, he says. When we get back, we'll talk about that. And Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer admits the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh, the now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, were motivated by abortion rights. That's what motivated the client to speak out. It had nothing to do with her ever being attacked or raped or attempted raped or assaulted or anything like that. And in England, see, this is where the extreme goes. England is so extreme. A mother in England was charged with a crime, malicious communications, after she called a transgender woman a man on social media. Kate Scotto of Hitchin, Hertfordshire in England, arrested in December. Three officers took her into custody as her 10-year-old daughter and 20-month-old son looked on. She's been charged by the Crown Prosecution Service for making malicious communications over social media for calling a transgender woman a man. We'll get to that during today's show. But I want to finish up this segment, and then we're going to get to my commentary. President Trump's grand bargain on guns. Wait, see, I'm going to really tease you with this one. Wayne Allen Root, War, is coming out in favor of gun control. Do you want to know why? Wait till you hear this when we get back. Wayne Allen Root is in favor of background checks, but you have to hear part B to my A. You got to hear part B, okay? But I want to end this segment with the breaking news. Ilhan Omar's husband is filing for divorce after she was caught cheating with her political consultant. This is America today, folks. These are the people that want to rule your life. By the way, what happens to a Muslim woman who believes in Sharia law? What happens to her when she cheats on her husband in a Muslim country? If I was Ilhan Omar, I would kiss the ground I walk on in the United States of America. Because if she was in a Muslim country, they would kill her. And there wouldn't even be a trial. Three men would just go bury her with her head out of the dirt and throw bricks in her face. And this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills. bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now.
He wants to
call
833-WAR-TALK.
833-WAR-TALK.
833-927-8255.
Now, back to Wayne Allen Root.
More with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back. We had a little internet outage here at Root Studios. I don't know what the hell happened, but the internet went out. Now the internet's back on again. And so we're back on again. First, we could connect with Comrex, and now we're back on Comrex. So everything seems to be back in order. Hopefully today's show will continue on. Maybe the liberal gremlins are after me. With that open in the show, I can understand why they're after me. The insanity of the left overwhelming the United States of America. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. In hour number three, you get me on national TV, where a monster audience tunes in. It's the favorite show of the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, who has literally tweeted out about my national TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, and then sent a message through the owner of Newsmax TV and the chairman of the board, Chris Ruddy. Tell Wayne Root hello. This was on Monday night, Labor Day night. Tell Wayne Root hello and let him know how much I enjoy watching his show. This show is sponsored, by the way, by Swiss America, because we're in the middle of the 21st century gold rush. I don't know if you've seen what gold has done, but it has just been on a run of a lifetime. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to CNBC right now. This is how you talk about live television, right? Live by the seat of your pants. And so gold today up again, $1,561 an ounce. Silver up dramatically, almost $20 an ounce, $19.635 per ounce. What a dramatic run for gold and silver. Prices are up $200 per ounce, well over $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. It's now happened in 60 days, and I think they're being really generous, because last time I checked in on gold,
it was like $1,100 an ounce, and now it's $1,561. So it's up $461 an ounce in the last, I would, you know, just guess now, guesstimate, I'd say the last 3 months. But they're saying $200 an ounce in the last 60 days. Last bull market, $200 an ounce, took 4 years. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But it's not about buying gold, it's about who you buy it from. Swiss America is now the sponsor of this radio show and my national TV show. They've been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. They bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on the next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646, or visit online SwissAmerica.com. Free special report just for my listeners, 800-BUY-COIN. Chris, you are getting me loud and clear now, right? All is well? All right, good. He says, unfortunately, he hears me loud and clear. He's very depressed about that. You know, let me tell you something. It's very interesting because I've got all this news to talk about today about the crazy liberals and the crazy things they believe in. But we've got breaking news. Obama's White House counsel, Greg Craig, found not guilty in Ukraine lobbying case. Of course. Liberals are never found guilty of anything. All the judges, all the juries, all the federal employees, all the prosecutors, the FBI who investigates you, the DOJ, they're all filled with liberal guts. And they find Democrats innocent, and they come after us for doing absolutely nothing. This is America today in the United States of America. He's found innocent. He's Obama's former lawyer, White House counsel, and he's innocent. But Trump's former campaign manager, Manafort, is rotting away in a prison cell for the rest of his life in a wheelchair, mumbling to himself, wearing no clothes and peeing on himself. That's how he looked the last few times. Disheveled, embarrassed, beaten up, just destroyed by life, destroyed by liberals, in solitary confinement, talking to himself. That's what they do to you. They break you. They destroy you. If you're a Republican, if you're a friend of Trump. But if you're a liberal, there's no jury that ever finds you guilty. His crime is the same one he was charged with as Manafort. No difference between him and Manafort. Acquitted on Wednesday after a federal jury deliberated for 4 hours. What did they go in and say? You want a little peek into what the jury said? He was Obama's lawyer. He can't be guilty. Obama's a great man. Oh, we're going to make room on that mountain in Dakotas for Obama as the greatest president of all time. Oh, we can't have his lawyer guilty. Come on, he's Obama's lawyer. He believes in social justice, equality, civil rights. Oh, he's innocent. Come on, man, he's innocent. Okay, innocent. Paul Manafort, send him away for life. Let him pound on rocks an hour a day, the other 23 hours solitary confinement. Without a pillow, without a blanket, let him freeze. Let him pee on himself. Gray Craig facing one charge on a felony false statement related to his lobbying work in Ukraine. After Obama judge Amy Berman Jackson dropped the second charge against Craig. See? It's a joke. Legal counsel for Obama from 2009 to 2010 and worked with Paul Manafort in Ukraine. Can you imagine?
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coastal South Carolina could get hit pretty hard by Hurricane Dorian over the next couple days. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds everyone,
complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. The Trump administration is giving states $1.8 billion to fight the opioid epidemic.
These funds will be delivered to the communities where the help is most needed.
Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, the president says the opioid epidemic is a national emergency.
In this effort, nothing is more important than defeating the opioid and addiction crisis.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for Wednesday, the Dow rose 232 points to close at 26,350. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Shh.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love my Real Water. I'm drinking it right now. You all know I love Smart Bet, too. I was the number one odds maker in the world for over 30 years. And I was at a party, and I was telling my good friends Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, how my national radio show is the hottest in the country, and I have the greatest fans in all of America. And Brent and Amy are listeners, too. They're business owners and big Trump supporters, my kind of people. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy. And I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. I bet Brent, if I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try. I love my Real Water. And not just any try, you'd specifically go to Sprouts and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army, as in the Wayne Allen Root Army, can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at special discounted prices. Thank you for helping me with this. And I'll let you know what Brent's face looks when I win the bet. He's going to owe me one heck of a fancy dinner of steak. And, of course, Real Water at one of the best restaurants here in Las Vegas. Brent and Amy Jones, thank you. Real Water, check it out at Sprouts. We have a great guest. We have lots to talk about, including my new commentary coming up, President Trump's grand bargain on guns. Wayne Root's going to come out and talk about background checks and why and how I could support them if the Democrats agree to something very special. Wait till you hear that commentary. But first, I've got a great friend of me and the show, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine is the host of Fox News' Justice with Judge Jeanine and the author of a new book, Radicals, Resistance and Revenge, the Left's Plot to Remake America. She's the highly respected former district attorney in Westchester County, New York, my hometown. Judge Jeanine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and I'm dying to know how you feel about the background checks, but I guess I'll just have to listen in after we finish our interview.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you. I'll spill the secret right in front of you. I wrote this wonderful commentary that recommends to President Trump that he call the Democrats bluff. They're so into background checks that I think he should announce that he will support universal background checks on all gun sales if Democrats agree to federal government-issued photo and fingerprint ID for every voter in America. If you could background check me for a gun, I'll go along with that. I'll give in. I'll compromise. If you're willing to say all elections from now on, you can't vote unless you have federal government-issued voter ID with photo and fingerprint, just like Mexico's got, so that bad people don't kill you with guns. Bad people who aren't supposed to vote shouldn't be voting. If you go for that, I'll go for that. Call their bluff. Not one of them will go for it, Judge Jeanine. Not one of them.
No, they won't. Absolutely not. It's like, you know what? It's like immigration, and I talk about that in my book. You know, they talk immigration, but they use it really as a weapon over Republicans, and they blame the Republicans for it, and they would rather leave the president sitting alone in the White House, which is one of the chapters of my book, you know, waiting for them to cut a deal than give that man the president or give that man the benefit of winning on immigration. It's a nightmare, the whole thing that's going on, and that's why I wrote this book. After liars, leakers, and liberals, when I talked about the FBI and the DOJ, I kind of stepped back and I said, there's a plot to remake America. These people are so angry. They're so full of revenge for Hillary not winning, and they're so radical that it's, you know, they want to change everything. So it's kind of crazy what's going on, but I talk about everything from the First Amendment free speech to the economy, socialism, and all that stuff. But I'll leave it to you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, look, let's talk a little bit about what you were hit on national TV. I saw a couple of controversies in the last week or so because liberals freaked out because you said they're trying to change the electorate to win elections. They're trying to bring in all the foreigners. And I've said the exact same thing in commentary after commentary, but I want to weigh in with a little personal story. And I think after you hear it, you'll go, damn, me and Wayne got it right. When I went to Columbia University, I graduated class of 83, Columbia, my classmate at 83, by the way, was Barack Obama, fellow classmate, class of 83, Columbia University. Never saw him in 4 years, ever. Not once, not one other student saw him. But let's not get into that now. That's another story we'll save for another day. But all I could tell you is all the students at Columbia bragged
that they were communists and wanted to bring down the system. They were radical communists. They hated America. They were all white, and they hated white people. They were embarrassed at their whiteness. Even then, they knew. I don't think they knew the word white privilege, but they knew that they were white, and they felt like they'd been given everything on a silver platter, and they wanted to hurt their own parents and everybody with money and every business owner, and they had a plan. And the plan had a name. It was called Cloward Piven. I'm sure you've heard that name. It was two professors at Columbia, husband, wife, named Cloward and Piven. I think it was Richard Piven and Francis Cloward. And so the plan was you overwhelm the system with welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government programs to bankrupt America, bring it to its knees, bring all the rich people to their knees, begging government to save them, and then you bring in a socialist government and America's forever more socialist. And my argument has been, Judge Jeanine, that's exactly what's happened. Except they tried to do it in America. It didn't work. They failed. Republicans still won. We got Reagan. So now they decided, let's do it with foreigners. So you open the borders. You bring in foreigners. You put them all on welfare. You put them all on food stamps. You put them all on free health care. And then America collapses. And then you turn us into a socialist nation. So what you said is exactly what I learned at Columbia University all those years ago.
Well, you know, the truth is here that, you know, they didn't use terminology. But here's what I was trying to say, and you are absolutely right. It's very simple. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. So if you get rid of the Electoral College, then you just vote based, you know, the elections are determined for president based upon the numbers of people who vote. And that way, if you look at California, the number of people coming to California and the illegals, I mean, it's a numbers game right now. And they are not interested in the Constitution, whether it's about free speech or whether it's about your guns or anything else. They're just interested in winning. And they are so desperate to win that they will do anything to win. It's actually very frightening.
It is. It is frightening. And you know, one of the things that bothers me is that, you know, I was never a boycott kind of guy because I want everyone to do well. I've, you know, like as an example, my favorite singers are all liberals, right? I love Bon Jovi. I love Bruce Springsteen. You know, I'm a New York boy and I love all these East Coast rockers. And those guys are all extreme liberals who support only Democrats. But I'm not going to stop listening to their music if I like it because they're a liberal.
But you see, that's the difference between the left and the right. And I talk about this in the book. The left believes in beating down the right, and that's figuratively and literally when you talk about Antifa. So if you're on the right, we're not going to let you speak. We're not going to let you have your free speech. We're going to take you off Twitter and Facebook. We're going to make sure that if you speak, it's only in politically correct ways. And by the way, political correctness is the enemy of the First Amendment free speech. And then what we're going to do is we're going to send out Antifa, and they're going to beat down these cowards and these ninja outfits and these masks that they wear. They're going to beat down the people on the right for having the nerve to speak up or even show up. And then the police are told to stand down by their bosses. And then at the end, You've got the left pretty much shutting everything down on the right. But it doesn't stop there. You know, when you've got a constitution, you've got to follow it. And then you've got a Brett Kavanaugh, the guy closest thing to an altar boy that I've seen in an adult male, who's accused of being a gang rapist and not given the presumption of innocence. You know, where a United States senator actually says, all women need to be believed and men, you just shut up. He's a gang rapist. I mean, you know, these people have really lost it. And whether it's free speech or the Constitution or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how about life? You got Northam, this wackadoo governor from Virginia, who dresses up in blackface, then apologizes, and then 3 days later says, oh, gee, it wasn't really me. He's still in the governor's mansion. Would that be the case if this guy was on the right? No. But he comes out and he says, listen, if a woman has a baby and the baby's born and born alive, we'll make it comfortable, but she still gets to decide whether she wants to keep it. And keep it, not as in give it up for adoption, but let it live. And so with a thumb up or a thumb down like the Roman emperor at the Colosseum, that baby died. I mean, this is crazy. And then the economy. You know, when Bill Maher says, yeah, I hope we get a recession, and that way Donald Trump will look like he lost. Well, there are real people in there. And when Deborah Messing says, I want to out all the conservatives in Hollywood as if they've got some issue going on so that we make sure we don't work with them and our producers and our directors know who they are. Well, who the hell put you in charge? That is McCarthyism pure and simple. You know, and what happened back then was people who had their lives ruined, they lost their jobs, they committed suicide. What do they want on the left? And that's why I wrote the book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. It's a B. It's got 30 pages of factual footnotes that can back up everything that I'm saying.
Right, and then you, of course, know about the whole Zebra Messing thing, how crazy that is. That, you know, if you're an attendee at an event, you should be blacklisted, your business should be destroyed. These people are out of their minds because they don't understand we can do it to them, too. And by the way, sometimes I think we should do it to them. I don't think
but
you
we
should.
Don't.
No, we don't.
We
I don't think. Don't. Well, I don't think, Judge, I just want to say, I don't think as you show up at an event, you out yourself as a liberal, or you write a check, someone should destroy your business. I don't agree with that at all. But if you're Walmart and you make a decision to hurt gun owners and stop selling ammo and stop selling guns, I think every gun owner has a right to no longer go to your store. Two completely different things, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Walmart thing is really, it's really shocking. And, you know, it's all about ideology. It's not as though any of that stuff is illegal. And, you know, it's in the Constitution. The United States Supreme Court has agreed. You know, it's a natural right. You have a natural, God-given right to defend yourself.
We certainly have a constitutional right.
I'm tired of people saying, you know, we're going to control this, we're going to control that. No, you're not going to control it. Because what happens in a situation where you're alone, you call 911, and there's no one to help you out?
Yeah, they're not going to get there. They're not getting there in time. They never are. Look, I love the police, but they're always there in 5 minutes. When you need them in four, you're dead. So, you know,
you need
a gun to protect yourself, especially a woman. Hey, Judge Jeanine, good luck with the book. Judge Jeanine is the show on Fox News, author of a new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. My friend, Judge Jeanine. Thanks for coming on the show, Judge.
Bye. Good to talk to you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, always on the attack. We've got callers. Usually this early in the show, I don't have callers. We save them for the last hour. And I'll be leading off the next hour, by the way, with my latest commentary, President Trump's grand bargain on guns. I'll lead off hour number 2, which is 4 o'clock West Coast, 7 o'clock East Coast, with President Trump's grand bargain on guns. You're going to hear how and why Wayne Root wants President Trump to endorse background checks on all gun sales. You're not going to believe this, right? But when you hear it, you'll understand the method to my madness. You're going to love it. Every conservative will love it. At first, they'll question it. At first, they'll go, are you crazy? At first, they'll go, that's not right. Then they're going to go, you're a genius. That is brilliant. You're going to put the Democrats in a terrible position, a dangerous position, a precarious position. They'll look like fools. They're in a lose-lose. You put Trump and Republicans in a win-win. I'll have that coming up next. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests has alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast and bad bacteria and viruses while not harming good bacteria. As an example, I suck on their silver lozenges. My voice is now a workhorse. I've never missed a minute in 3.5 years. No colds in 3.5 years because of those lozenges. My brain fog in the morning is gone. I don't need the kind of sleep I used to get. I go to bed at most days now. I used to go to bed at like 10:30, 11. I go to bed at 1 in the morning, and I get up at 6. 5 hours sleep and no brain fog. I used to have 7-8 hours sleep, and I couldn't think in the morning, all because of their silver solution, their liquid silver. And then I put the silver salve, you know, on my face, and everything looks better on my face. It looked great. Leaky gut. I used to eat a meal, get fatigued. Don't do it anymore because of that silver solution. So the skin gel, the silver solution liquid, their lozenges, their soap, I use them all. Their mouthwash, great stuff. I can't get their products in stores. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and use the promo code ROOT or tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 20% off. Let's grab a couple callers. We've got Brady in Las Vegas. Brady, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing good, Wayne. How are you?
I am doing great. What's on your mind today?
Hey,
I wanted to see what your reaction was to this Walmart episode. Don't you think it's going to create a gun-free zone again for all the shooters again, just like the theaters and movie theaters they like to hit, the concert venues? You know, there's no security at Walmart. Instead of a greeter, I think they need to have a guy with a gun standing right in front of the store. Any type of entry into that store now, because it'd be sitting like ducks in the pond for a shooter.
Well, I agree with you not only 110%, but there's two parts to it. A, it's going to create gun-free zones, and so you're dead. Terrible things are going to happen, much worse than if they kept the guns in the store. And B, Walmart sales are about to crater. You know, remember when Nike pulled that stunt where they just, you know, spit in the face of every conservative in America and took the side of Colin Kaepernick? They were hurt. They lost billions of dollars in stock price. But Nike sells all their sneakers to nothing but a bunch of young nincompoops who probably loved what they did. So they didn't lose any business from 50-year-old white Republicans, right? But Walmart's entire business is 50-year-old white Republicans with a pickup truck and a gun rack in the back. And so they just spit in the face of their exact customer. Nike turned off like 20% of the customers and was good for 80%. Walmart just turned off 80% and maybe 20% are liberal. So Walmart committed a horrible sin of business, and I believe in business schools for the next 50 years. This will be a very important story, how just a juggernaut that could not be beat and defeated killed itself and committed suicide. I think Walmart sales are going to crater. All the gun owners will never go to Walmart again, and Walmart is in a lot of trouble. So yes, there may be, in fact, shootings because it's a gun-free zone, but I'm more festered on the fact that they made such a dumb decision to spit in the face of their own customers. They're going to lose a lot of business. This is going to hurt sales. I'd sell that stock short so fast, I can't even tell you. Brady, thanks for the call, but great idea. I didn't even think about the gun-free zone part. Yes, there will be shootings in their stores because you're announcing with neon lights, come on in and kill people. There is no defense here. Stupid. Stephen in Las Vegas on line two. Stephen, you're on with War. How are you?
Yeah, War, great job, Judge Nanine. What a show. Glad to see you got on GCN Live now. You're really doing a good job for Trump.
I'm everywhere, Stephen. I'm everywhere. But what's on your mind today? Tell me about issues. Don't talk about me. We know I'm great. Issues.
Right. And modest. I listened to Alex yesterday, second hour, and he explained how this is being done, what Obama and Clinton did with the underground that they left in positions of authority. If you could have him on, I'm sure you could do a really dynamite interview with him.
You said about Alex Jones?
You're next.
You said about Alex Jones?
Yes.
You know, well, here's the trouble with this. The media already hates me, and they call me a conspiracy theorist, and I don't even get involved in conspiracy theories. I wasn't a birther. All the things they're accusing me of, I didn't say. I just asked good questions. I put out one tweet. If I ever had Alex Jones on, they would say that Wayne Root has now become the biggest nutcase conspiracy theorist, horrible person the world's ever known, and they'd ruin my entire business career. So I don't even want to do it, and I like Alex, but I wouldn't even do it because it's just too much. It makes clear what they claim, which is not true. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know the government sucks. I know they're out to get us. I know everything they tell us is a lie, and I ask lots of good questions about it. But I never actually bring up any conspiracy quote-unquote theories. Almost never. I just ask lots of questions. So I like Alex Jones. Good luck. God bless him. But I don't want to spend my life being an Alex Jones guy. It's not my thing. But appreciate it, Stephen. Appreciate it. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered, back after the break.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.